You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I was hoping that maybe you could go into some more detail about some of those initiatives or some of those reports that the board, it's sort of assisted council with. Do you think that you could sort of go into some more detail about some specific examples?
Yeah, so, well, a couple of them are the Treaty of Waitangi report. We established some requirements and some guidelines that council should, we think they must, but that they should follow in terms of delivery of service. Another report, a most recent report, and one that we're still working on, which is a big one for our people in the urban city, is housing. In what particular way council should attack the problem of homelessness, of people who can't afford to buy a house in this prison environment. And I suppose that report on housing, I think, is good enough to inform not only council but also government in terms of its kāinga ora department. There are a number of reports that we've done that sort of inform council and central government about their delivery of service to Māori.
I was wondering if you have any policies or anything that you would like to achieve personally within the board.
Over the next 3 years, I'm really keen on seeing a procurement policy specifically designed for employment and contracts to Māori. So we are something like 16% of the population, and I would have thought that it would have been a good idea to carve off at least 16% of the contracts, whether they be development or whatever, that are contracts that are given out by council to go to Māori businesses. And I think it's one of the only ways we're going to get a real buy-in from Māori businesses, Māori workers. That is, if they have the ability and also the knowledge that, hey, we are going to get some of the largesse that is actually being given out to foreign companies. Too many foreign companies making millions and millions of dollars off the backs of Auckland ratepayers. And specifically, I see my job as making sure or trying to make sure that some of that largesse actually goes to the right people, which is I represent Mā Tauoka. Now, for example, why can't some of the contracts, whether they be development contracts in terms of buildings or other contracts, be delivered to Mā Tauoka, you know, urban Māori? They're the ones that are in need, not the Chinese and not the Americans and not whoever.
Local election season has just wrapped up. Phil Goff is our mayor again, and we've also got some new councilmen as well. Phil Goff has said that he would like to focus on Māori issues a lot more within his term as mayor this time around. I want your take on that. I want to know, you know, what you think that means and what you think that should look like. So what should Phil Goff sort of pursue if he really wants to address Māori issues?
Oh, bro, far be it for me to tell him how to suck eggs. But the fact of the matter is that Phil has got report after report after report in front of him already. So he should know what to do. He should know that there are ideas out there that have already been produced that have cost a pretty penny. The time for him to say that was last term. The time for him to act on all of these things that he professes to be wanting to do is now. And he has the ammunition to do it because we've supplied the bullets. Now, IMSB over the last 3 years and, in fact, the last 10 years have supplied council on numerous occasions enough ammunition to get started. And so I'm hopeful that he doesn't dilly-dally for another 3 years and, in fact, goes through all of these reports that we do and that the Secretariat of the IMSB does.
Now, it's very interesting that you say that you've sort of given him the bullets. Why do you think he hasn't sort of used them? You know, why do you think he hasn't sort of shot the gun, as it were?
Oh, because I think essentially people are afraid to, take that step. I think they're afraid because they have an election coming up and they don't want to rock the boat. Maybe this time, maybe it will be his last time as mayor. Maybe he will take the bit between the teeth. Who knows? But you have to understand It's not just Phil. It's the council as a whole, you know, and so the councillors make up the numbers on the council, so to speak. So the mayor by himself or herself can't do it alone. It requires the buy-in of a majority of council councillors and the mayor.
I'd just like to know why you think councillors have sort of been, for lack of a better word, sort of apathetic. So they don't. It just seems like you've given them the bullets, you've given them reports, and they still don't really use it. Do you think that's because Māori issues are sort of at the bottom of the list, or do you think it's because it's a lack of Māori representation? I'd like to get your spin on that.
Oh, look. The spin that I always use, and I believe I'm right, it's because it's called democracy, you know, and it's a numbers game. And if you can't win the numbers game, well, then you're not going to get anywhere. It also has to do with representation. It also has to do with, not wanting to upset the apple cart. And unfortunately, we're not the majority. But I think with the establishment of the Independent Māori Statutory Board, has given us the opportunity to put a whole raft of issues and ideas in front of the council and say, hey, and this time I'm personally not going to be just voting fodder for other councillors. I think there's a way to play the game that, you know, we get a bit of the pie that is being cut up on a daily basis. And you know what that game is? It is about, I suppose some people call it horse trading. Some people call it, you give me this, I'll give you that. That's the game of democracy. And I intend to make sure that's my game plan for the next 3 years. You want this, I'll give you that, but you got to give me this. I honestly believe that, you know, how our Prime Minister said that, well, this term is going to be the term of delivery, you know. Well, I'll take a leaf out of her book and say, It's time this year, or this term, is going to be the year of the delivery for the IMSB. If not, it will never be.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.